Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. It's been a while. Coach and I just spent the last 20 minutes catching up, so we don't have to do all the small talk. But before we jump in, we will talk about a couple things. First of all, our sponsors, make sure you go over and check out Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Mention High School Hoops, Coach Unplugged, Coach Collins, Wisconsin Basketball, whatever, Cheeseheads. And they will give you $400 off on top of the stuff that they're talking about right now. And also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It subtly leads into today's topic, but if you're looking to improve on your craft, if you want to become a better coach, teachhoops.com is the answer. I went on spring break and shut my email off for like a week, and trust me, Teach Hoops members are not shy about asking for help. So I have once we get off of here, I have a laundry list of emails and calls.
Yeah, but coach, come on. That's what makes a good coach and a good teacher. We aren't shy, right?
Right.
We want to continue to ask questions and get better. So if you're shy, you're in the wrong profession. So
yes.
You
can't be shy with Mr. Official. Excuse me, sir. I think that was, did you? Yes, you cannot be shy. And this is going up. This will be going up a couple of days after whoever wins the national championship. But Coach K was much calmer last night when I was watching the Duke North Carolina game.
I think the moment got to him a little bit.
I think so too, because
I even think some of the
Davis was all over the officials.
He was, and I think he felt that his team was in it, and they you know, but Coach K was, I don't know. I just felt like even him, like he had no timeouts left. He was just, I think he was caught in the moment a little bit, but
I do not have timeouts down the stretch for him was unique.
Very strange.
Yeah. I hope I'm like that when I'm 75, hope I'm like jumping up and down and on two fake hips. I think he has two hip replacements. Something.
Doesn't matter. He's done a lot. And
yep. Hats off. I'm a Duke fan, so don't turn the radio off or the podcast if you're not. Sorry. I know it runs deep. All right. So today's topic is, go ahead, coach. I always let you run with the topic.
I've been watching all these different videos and stuff lately because I'm on spring break and I go back to work tomorrow. But I watched this little video about, I think one person that always, and I'm not going to go into detail about Coach K, but his players tended to always have the ability to, the desire to improve, making that gym a place that you want to be in. There's a video that's streaming across the United States right now about, and it's about his kids looking at him. He said, this is where you want to be all the time. You want to get as many shots up. And obviously his persona speaks for himself, but he is just very a motivational person. Like people just gravitate to him and in his substance and so forth. And I guess, you know, and especially from a basketball coach's standpoint, I think when you have a good team or you're looking to get to the next level with your program is how do you get your players the desire to improve in the off season? You know, how to get better.
No, I think it's great. And like I said, when I was talking about teachhoops.com, the desire to improve as a coach is similar to the desire to improve as a player. So, and I've told you this, like, I think you even said this at the bank. It's easy in early spring to want to get in the gym. It's easy when the basketball's on the TV and everyone's all excited and blah, blah, blah. That's the easy time. The hard time is when it's the middle of July, all the cute girls are at the beach in their bikinis or vice versa, or the boys with their shirts off, whatever. And to get in the gym and want to work. So the desire to improve is a difficult task, but I think as the coach, and I don't know if you agree with this coach, but I think the desire to improve as a player has to first be demonstrated by the coach. That
yes, so I think that, you know, for me, and I've done this, and the more organized I become as a teacher, the more that I am prepared every day, and my students feed off it. I have little first graders, but I think even as young men and young women, they see their coach come in and they're super organized and they're working super hard on film and they know everything in the practice plan and they see your scouting report and they see all that. Like kids aren't stupid, you know, especially young adults who are going to be in the real world in 1 to 2 years. Like they know if you're faking it or you're doing it the right way. You're doing it what you're supposed to at the top of a high school program. Like they're going
to
know.
The thing is they have to know you're willing to pay the price. And I said this in our last team meeting. I said this at the banquet. I've said this several times. I basically told my guys, if you want to get in the gym and I'm free, I'm there. If you want to get in and just work on your game. I mean, I can't do anything until summer anyway. I can't even, but I can open it up and I can roll out the balls and I can do that. And I can sit there and do my work while you're doing your work. And it's been crazy. It's what makes me excited about next season for my team. I have several guys that are consistent. I'm having to literally say, I can't do it tomorrow because I have a doctor. I mean, but like, you know, I'm in there. I'll open it up at 6:30 a.m. Anytime you want to come in at 6:30 a.m. to get up shots, I'm there. Let me tell you, I'm there. I'll do that for you. But that's the desire to improve as a player.
And you can't make that an excuse for yourself either. No. So you have to have a time allotted for people to do and no excuse. So
right. Again, and that's the thing is they know if I'm willing to get up and I'm willing to do that and I'm willing to get, I mean, I don't want to get up at 6:30.
Yeah, but if somebody else can't do it, if you can't do it, you need to find somebody within your program that can and delegate it.
Right. And I was gone last week. They were texting me last week. I go, I'm out of town, guys. And then I said, you know, I gave my assistant coaches, I said, and they opened it. Like,
right.
So I'm willing to pay the price. It shows that they're willing to pay the, I mean, that desire has to be on a two-way street.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You have to demonstrate what work is. You have to demonstrate what desire is. You have to demonstrate all that stuff to them, I think. It's modeling, you know, like you were saying, it's modeling the specific things that you want. We need more leaders. We need more vocal. Well, then I got to be a better leader. I have to be more vocal. I have to show them what that entails every day in practice, but also pull them aside and say, hey, if you want to be a leader, here's what it takes. If you want to be a player, here's what it takes. And it's reminding them of those things.
I would say that you want to give them the necessary tools to be successful.
Right.
I think we often tell kids, oh, you need to get better at your math facts, or you need to get better at ball handling, or you need to get better at this. but how do I do it? You know, you need to create workouts or you find workouts, and we're in the basketball world, whether it's the Teach Hoops community or other coaches around. Well,
there's plenty of individual workouts,
but you need to give it to them. You can't have them go and search and find it, because like, it's the reason why you created Teach Hoops, right? Because it's like this abundance of information and you have no way to navigate it. Right.
You got to narrow it. You do. You got to narrow it.
And so like when I was a high school coach, I would do a shot club where the kids would get shots up, and I literally designed it based on our offense. All right. And every shot and every action that the kids were doing in the summer were all out of our offense.
Right.
That takes extra work, but that is good stuff. That is good stuff.
I agree. And it has to be those kind of actions. Now there's two types of shots too. There's action. There's volume. And then there's actions, and kids
quality
are
quality over quantity.
Yes. So you got to do both. You got to get volume up, but then you also have to get the types of shots that you're going to get in a specific thing. And again, yes, desire to improve is an important skill, but I don't care where you write it or how you write it. You got to write something down. You got to be willing to sacrifice and demonstrate what you've done to not only yourself, but to the kids. It's the way to show improvement. I agree.
Here's another thing too, and I think that we often, you know, we expect it, but I think you got to constantly embrace the kids that are doing it, and building on that positivity. Kids love that. You know, I even have those moments where I'm like, oh my gosh, as a teacher, I'm being too negative. And then I start to funnel my energy on two or three things positive, and then the kids pick up on that and they start to do that too. Kids want to be successful, and they've got to be constantly reminded, hey, I just want to give a shout out, guys, this week to these five players that came in at 6:30 and got shots up. You're making us better. You're making our program better. And doing that on a consistent basis, because kids want to be, they want to have that acknowledgement. They want to know that you see that. You know, you're not asking them to give them a gold medal, but a nice verbal recognition goes a long way. And other kids start to say, hey, that person's doing it. They're going to start doing it. And it builds that trend of putting in the work. So I think constant reinforcement of the good is really important to instill that desire to want to win as well.
Yeah. And part of it's just being seen with each other and the bond. I mean, that's a big part of improving is, you know, and I tell them this is the selfish time of the year. You know, it's time to work on your skills. It's time to work on your weaknesses. It's time to get, you know, do those specific things to improve the desire to become a better player. All right. Anything else, coach?
So I hope this doesn't go very long, but I wrote this down here. I said, if players don't have a desire to improve in your program, you have a long way to go. And what I mean a long way to go is that you probably have a long way of building relationships with your players, because I think even if you don't have a undefeated season, or you don't even go above 500, but you have a good relationship and rapport with your players, I think they want to get better because they want to be a part of something that they have trust in and love to do. So if you're noticing that kids don't want to get better, you need to rethink, are you really building those necessary relationships with your players to encourage them to want to be better every day?
I love that. Yeah.
I mean, we've been doing this for over 3 years now, and we always talk about relationship building, but when it comes to getting better, they're not going to want to get better for someone that they don't care about them. I really believe that.
There's going to be a little bit of ego. I mean, they are teenagers.
There's
a little bit of that, but they will put in the harder work for mom and dad or for you as
for
someone
sure.
they trust. Absolutely.
Yeah. But if you have a good relationship with them, let's talk about that too. If the parents know that you have a solid relationship with their son or daughter, that is also going to strengthen the relationship with that parent. And so again, you need to strengthen your relationships, not only with that player, because then it strengthens all the other relationships that are connected to that child.
Yes. Period. I don't have anything else to add.
Drop the mic. Boom.
Drop the mic. I think that's perfect. All right. Till next week, coach.
Thank you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.